Few, if any, truly come to faith in God by the sheer force of an argument. We come to faith for all sorts of reasons that aren't really reasons at all in the conventional sense. Our reasons are intuitive more than rational, emotional more than logical, mysterious more than known. I would say that coming to faith involves sensing God's presence, which may transcend or even defy our ability to rationally process the encounter. This does not make faith less real or less stable. It simply acknowledges that faith is enmeshed in the fullness of our humanity and can never be reduced to an essentially intellectual process. We do not come to faith lining up our thoughts and then venturing forth. And so, why would it ever cross our minds that preoccupation with correct thinking is able or necessary to keep us there? Or why should anyone feel the need to depart from the path of faith, or be told they have to, because their experiences lead them to think differently than when they first came to faith? The stumbling block here is our modern Western rational mindset, which has put on a golden throne the human capacity for rational thinking, our ability to know and explain our reality through our thoughts. Don't misunderstand me. I value these God-given abilities and gifts we have. Humans are thinking creatures like no other. Also, I happen to like the modern world, what with its technology and all. Water and lights on demand, air travel, dental care, vaccines, anything battery-powered. I'm not taking a cheap swipe at modernity, nor am I suggesting we turn the clock back to some bygone blissful era. We are who we are when we are, and it's all good. But we also have to remember that we are more than walking brains, and truth isn't limited to what our minds can conquer. Christians of all people should know this, but too often they seem to have bought into the modern project more than they might realize or want to admit. Like a lot of Christians, I was taught, from a young age all the way through seminary, and in almost every church I've ever been to, book I've read, or sermon I've heard, that having strong faith depends on knowing what you believe. And people of true faith will be able to articulate what they know to a lost and blind world that just doesn't get it. It was all very logical and clear. Having that kind of sure knowledge of the mysteries of life is promoted as one of the major perks of being an insider to God. Conversely, if you don't know what you believe, something is clearly wrong with you that needs to be addressed with a sense of some urgency. At least that is the message I picked up over the years, which really stinks if you happen to have questions and you don't always feel like you know what you believe. I'm not trying to speak for all Christian traditions here. My tradition is Protestant, and I've experienced several versions of Protestantism on the broad evangelical spectrum. And there, knowing what you believe is a major, almost universal preoccupation and cottage industry with Defend the Faith books, websites, seminars, and conferences. For most of my life, going to church felt like another day of school, and that vibe seems to have been intentional. To get Sunday morning off on the right start, we were expected to attend an hour-plus age-appropriate lesson called, in case it was unclear what was happening to you, Sunday School. And reading the right kinds of books on your own time was encouraged to learn more about what to believe and what not to believe. Sermons were essentially the transmission of information and typically occupied center stage. They could easily last for half the service, often 45 minutes or more.